You're listening to The Leonard Lopate Show on AM 820 and 93.9 WNYC.
It's not always easy these days to tell who directed a film just by watching it, but that's not the case with Bill Forsyth. His movies, Gregory's Girl, Local Hero, Housekeeping, not only have a particular look and feel to them, they also reflect an affection for characters others might overlook. The Scottish writer-director is making a very rare appearance tonight at Film Forum following the 7:15 screening of Housekeeping, and I'm very pleased that it has given me a chance to talk with him on our show. Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Do you think of yourself as a Scottish filmmaker? Because at least half of your films have been made outside of Scotland.
Yes, I do, yes. In fact, that was the kind of inspiration in the early days, was to make films for Scottish people, because it hadn't been done before. Mostly, if you had any, in my generation and before, if you had any ambitions to be in any kind of business like the film business, you had to leave home, you had to go to London or even further.
Well, could you get any experience in Scottish TV?
My career start was kind of haphazard. I was 17 years old and leaving school, and I saw a little job ad in the local newspaper. It said youth required for film production company, and of course that rang all kind of bells and excitement, you know. So I spent the first, 12, 15 years of my life in the film business and working on, sponsored movies, industrial movies.
But usually when you come out of a tradition, the films reflect that tradition. There was a Scottish literary tradition, a great one, but no film tradition that I can think of.
That's right. There was no film tradition at all, I'm a town boy. I'm a city boy. So I just thought, I just thought to make films of what I knew about by then. Mind you, I knew the country pretty well, having spent a decade travelling around making these documentary movies. So that's why even when it came to something like Local Hero, I kind of knew the characters, I knew the locations, I knew the situations that they lived in.
Well, your first film was a city film. But then you kept on going further afield, smaller and smaller towns.
That's it, we started in Glasgow. I made That Sinking Feeling, which was we called it a post-industrial movie because Glasgow had fallen on its face. All the major industries had, waned.
About unemployed youngsters.
Yeah, and it was just about unemployed kids.
But a comedy.
In the last depression that we had. Yeah, it was a comedy, yeah. Well, the thing is, I wouldn't have had the presumption to make a comedy about unemployment unless I was working with people who were in that situation. And frankly, I was in the same situation myself most of the time we were filming. So we were in it, the kids were in it, and I was in it. And so the movie was made from the ground up.
Do you think of yourself as an auteur, somebody with a unique style?
Without putting any pretension onto the word, yes, I think that if you write and direct, and it's probably by default, because if you write and direct, people tend to leave you alone, the producers, and they think you've got all the answers, and so you become an auteur whether you want to or not.
And you've said that the only style you've got is to be as unobtrusive as possible. But there have been some pretty good filmmakers who have tried that approach, Howard Hawks, for example.
I think it's the only way to go. I mean, I didn't grow up with a huge kind of knowledge of film culture a lot of a background of watching movies. So when it came down to it, all I really knew what to do was to stand beside a camera, because that's what my education in the business had been. And so that's really what I do. I just stand beside the camera and let the actors get on with it and have the shot accommodate what's happening in front of it.
So it was more the influence of your experience making documentaries was stronger than going to movies and watching English films or Hollywood films or French films?
Yes, I would say that. And I would also say probably that there was a slight reaction against cinema, because I had always felt slightly manipulated when I went to the cinema, especially as a small boy, to these Saturday clubs when you're herded around like, a bunch of animals. And the mall experience, funnily enough, it brings it all back. But that feeling of manipulation was something that I didn't enjoy. And so that's why I wanted my films to not manipulate people, but just let them take what they wanted from it.
Did you have the feeling that Scotland is a country that's misunderstood, and that it might be important for somebody to show the other side of it to the rest of the world?
Well, yes, at that point, yes, and because the only outside, you know, kind of image of Scotland was, if you want to think in international terms, in movie terms, was movies like Brigadoon. That was a Hollywood version of Scotland. There had been other movies made there, but they all tended to be on the kind of romanticising side of things, you know.
Well, the British made some nice films.
Powell and Pressburger made some nice
Michael
things.
Michael Powell made some wonderful films set in Scotland and made it seem like a place you'd want to go, but it was mostly rugged landscape.
Oh, yeah. I mean, he was quite a pioneer, apart from a film pioneer. He was making a movie away before the Second World War in the... in the Orkney Islands, way, way north of where anyone had taken a movie camera before. So he was a pioneer, yeah. But once again, it was the outside thing. It was outsiders coming and looking at Scottish people. So that's why I felt quite pleased that for once when we started to make films, that we were making films for Scottish people. And there was a secret hope that if two people watched the movie, say an American and a Scots person were sitting watching one of my films, that the Scots person would get more from it. You know, I didn't care how much more, but I just wanted them to get a little bit more from it.
Well, Gregory's Girl was set in a suburban new town called Cumbernauld, and I would assume that those new towns would have a special significance for Scottish people. I mean, there are new towns in America as well, mm-hmm. so we can connect to it. But did they have a special significance?
It was kind of good and bad thing. It was good that people were being given new housing because Glasgow, for instance, is a very, very old industrial, you know, Victorian town. The housing was very bad. There were houses without toilets. There were slums, basically. So that was the good news was that people were being removed from that. But the problem was it actually, in a way, took the heart out of the old Glasgow. I mean, the population in my early lifetime, between the ages of, you know, when I was born and 20, Glasgow's population almost halved. You know, it was over a million, and by now it's probably down to about 600,000. So a lot
people
of
people going elsewhere to work.
Yeah, we're going to the new towns because the whole idea of the new towns was that they would take light industries with them because the big industry, the shipbuilding and steel, they were all falling. You know, they were declining.
Gregory's Girl is about a shy teenager, and you've said in interviews that your problem as a young filmmaker was that you were too shy.
Well, yes, I was. Well, I mean, I suppose it's a myth that as a filmmaker you have to kind of, you know, be loud and stomp around. But it's been reassuring to me to find out that as I've met filmmakers and seen them in action and talked to them and read about them, that a lot of filmmakers are fairly retiring people. So,
but you still got to get a performance out of your actors, don't you? Have to tell them what to do.
Yeah, you can whisper. You know, you can just just creep up beside them and on the set and whisper to them.
Gregory's Girl is about a teenager falling in love with his school female soccer star, and it's girls who seem to have it all over the guys in that film. I guess at that age, the girls are ahead of the boys.
It's just the way things were, and it's probably the way things
and
still
are. And that was a big breakthrough for you?
It was, yes. First of all, the first film that I made, That Sinking Feeling, we made for no money. We made it, in fact, it was in the Guinness Book of Records at one point for being the cheapest feature film ever made. but for Gregory's Girl, we actually had a budget and we had a lot more exposure and we had a proper distribution thing. So it was very important. The funny thing was that having said that I wanted to make films for Scots people, it opened a week or two before it opened anywhere else. It opened first in Scotland, and virtually nobody went to see it. It was only after it had opened in London and people had said, oh yeah, it's okay, that Scots people went to see it.
And it won a British Academy Award for Best Original Screenplay.
Yeah.
And then the budgets kept on getting bigger. Local Hero, you had... you were in a small Scottish town with local actors, but you also had Burt Lancaster and Peter Riegert.
Yeah, mm-hmm. that was quite exciting.
How did that wind up happening? Did you send the script to Burt Lancaster and say, we'd love to have you?
Yes, well, it was even more, I was in the movie business by then, and this is the kind of thing that happens is the producer, David Putnam, came to me, and it was a sheer proposition. He said, if you can think up a story that we can shoot in Scotland with two Americans in it, he says, I can find the money for it. So that's how the idea for the story came around. And then it was a good time for for David Putnam as well, because he had just made Chariots of Fire, so he was fairly, he had a good profile, and so it was easy, certainly easy enough to get the script to Burt to read.
Are you aware that Al Gore has called it his favourite movie?
So, yeah, someone told me that a number of years ago, yeah.
Now, the films are all have a lot of funny things in them, but there's an underlying sadness. Where does that come from?
Life, maybe? I don't know.
I mean, do you think of them first as comedies, or do you think of them as something more serious, and then the humor just pops up because that's the way life is?
I think humor really is just one side of the darkness, isn't it? We walk this kind of line between, humor is a resource that we use in our lives, and it's not something artificial or something that you can put on top like cream. It's in there with whatever else you're doing. So I just try to get the humor, down and dirty into the material, and maybe that's why it reflects with the darkness.
My guess is Bill Forsyth, the director whose films are being featured at Film Forum. It's kind of sad that you helped inspire and nourish a Scottish film industry and it was beginning to gain momentum just about the time that you were filming your last film there, Comfort and Joy.
Yeah, well, that was a nice kind of rounding off for me, because it was Comfort and Joy. Yeah, I thought you were talking about my last film, Greggy's Two Girls.
Well, that came later.
Yeah, that came later.
After you came to America and made Housekeeping.
That's right. Sorry.
And that was the first time Housekeeping, the first time that you worked from material that wasn't your own. It was Marilyn Robinson's novel.
That's right, yeah.
With some wonderful actors. But hadn't you been afraid of being lured into the whole Hollywood system?
It was there. You can't ignore it. Once you're working in film, especially if your language is English, you can't ignore Hollywood. But it's something, once again, it's a resource to be used. I mean, I never had any ambition to suddenly decamp and be in Hollywood and spend, and make a career making movies. I used to say that it was such a hard business to make a film that, to get out of bed and do it, it would have to be something fairly meaningful. And sure enough, I got offered things, but I mean, that was the way I judged it. Would I get out of bed to do this? That was more or less the way that I judged any material that was offered.
Well, you did wind up shooting it in Vancouver, which is probably more like Scotland than Los Angeles is. Did you miss working in Scotland when you were in the States?
No. They were fairly kind of short forays. I was never away from home for more than 6 months at a time.
But you were working on bigger and bigger budget films. You had Breaking In with Burt Reynolds, and then Being Human with Robin Williams.
Yep.
And I'd imagine that the circumstances of making those films weren't as intimate as the kinds of things that you've been able to do earlier.
That's true. The machinery kind of takes over after a certain point, especially in a film like Being Human, which was written as a very intimate observational thing with characters. It's difficult to hold that thought when you turn around and there's 150 people kind of waiting for you to come up with an idea.
Then you went back and you did Gregory's Two Girls, which was a follow-up on the early film. And then you received a Lifetime Achievement Award last year from the Scottish branch of the British Film Academy.
That's right, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So what have you been doing since? Forgive me for asking it, but of course it does occur to me.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Your last film was that I know of was Gregory's Two Girls. That's 1999. That's over 10 years ago.
That's right, yeah. Well, I've been writing, I've been developing things, and I've been writing things for other people. I went to my agent about 10 years ago and said, I really like staying at home writing. Can you find me some work? And so I've been doing that to quite an extent. But I've also got a project, a kind of pet project I've been working on for 10 years with a friend of mine, a producer from Scotland, Ian Smith. And we're getting closer to that, but neither of us are in too much of a rush, because it's quite a special project to us. He's got an international career. He's just come back from Vancouver shooting producing the A-Team for, I think it's the Universal, I'm not sure. But it's a back-home movie, so hopefully in the next 2 or 3 years we'll get that together.
Meanwhile, you can see Bill Forsyth tonight. He'll be the guest for a conversation with Bill Forsyth at Film Forum, 209 West Houston Street, following a screening of Housekeeping at 7:15. He'll be interviewed by Jim Healy. For ticket information, go to our show page at WNYC.org. There'll also be a double bill of Gregory's Girl and Local Hero on Thursday the 22nd.
Mm-hmm.
That's very exciting. And, and it's been exciting for me to meet you because I've loved these films.
Well, thank you very much. It's been a pleasure to be back in New York.